Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is called Old Testament Christmas. I didn't see anything here about any Christmas trees. I didn't see anything here about any presents underneath the Christmas trees, wrapping up or any of that. I didn't even see a baby in here. Old Testament Christmas got me a little confused. The only thing I could think of is Moses was doing what? What was he employed as? A shepherd. And he was keeping watch over the flock of his father-in-law. And all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And this makes me think to the New Testament, to Luke's gospel. And there are some people abiding in the fields one night. What is their job? They're shepherds tending the sheep. Moses, a shepherd, tending the sheep, and the angel of the Lord comes to him. The shepherd's out in the field, tending their sheep, and an angel comes to them. A little bit of coincidence? No, nothing is a coincidence as far as God's concerned. He has everything planned. Not at all a coincidence that shepherds are involved in both of these stories. Not at all a coincidence that an angel is involved. But here in this one, there's a bush. We call it the burning bush. This is very unusual. This is what Moses thought. Huh, this is strange. That bush is burning, yet it is not being consumed. The branches are all just perfect still. Nothing's happening to them. Why? And all of a sudden, a voice comes out of the bush. Okay, I'm not making this up. All right? It says so right here in the Bible. A voice comes out of the bush. Moses, Moses, the voice says. And he said, here I am. Then he said, the voice, the angel of the Lord, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And then the angel said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. What's up with this angel? This angel is claiming to be God? Come on, angels are created beings, just like we are. But this angel here, he's saying, I am God. How can he say this? Because in the Old Testament, whenever we see the phrase, the angel of the Lord, and the L-O-R-D is capitalized, all four letters, which stands for Yahweh or I am, the angel, if you look in your bulletins, I capitalize the angel, the A in angel. Because in the Old Testament, whenever we see the angel of the Lord, it is referring not to a created angel, but it is referring to the pre-incarnate, the pre-before his birth, Jesus Christ. This is Jesus in the burning bush speaking to Moses. Jesus Christ himself way before he was born, is there. The angel of the Lord, whenever we see that phrase in the Old Testament, is referring to none other than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The shepherds are told by the angel, not the angel of the Lord, because it's not Jesus then and Luke, because they're telling the shepherds that Jesus, the Old Testament angel of the Lord, is born in Bethlehem that night. Shepherds are receiving news, one from the angel of the Lord, one about Jesus Christ's birth, in both instances. Again, no coincidence. And the Lord says, I have heard the affliction of my people down in Egypt, how they're being mistreated, how they're being oppressed, how Pharaoh is treating them and the Egyptians. And I have come to have you go to Pharaoh and tell him, as I prepared a place for them, a place with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I should have let Tom say this again because you did such a great job reading that earlier. And the voice of the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I am sending you to lead them out of slavery, out of the darkness of slavery, into the promised land, the good and fruitful promised land. And Moses is like, I can't do that. I can't talk very well. I'm not able to. And God says, you know what? Your brother Aaron, he did really excellent in all his speech classes he took. He's a great orator. He will be your speaker for you. But I'll tell you what to tell him to say. And Moses is like, so here I am, the guy that ran away from them because they witnessed me killing an Egyptian. And I ran away because they were afraid I was going to kill them or turn them into Pharaoh or something. And now I'm supposed to go back and talk to them. And who am I supposed to tell sent me? Who is that? They're going to say, what is his name? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. Yahweh. I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel. I am has sent you. I am has sent you. I am will deliver them out of the land of slavery, of darkness, into a good and fruitful land. Fast forward now to Jesus, the baby born, God become man, Emmanuel, God with us, born of a virgin in the little town of Bethlehem. God himself humbling himself by taking on the form of a human being and growing up and then getting his disciples, beginning his ministry. And what was his ministry about? For God so loved the world that he gave them his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but he came in order to save us out of the darkness of sin and bring us into the promised land, the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. Well, we will be in perfect peace. form. No more sins, no more illnesses, no more broken arms, no more having to go through treatments, any of that. It'd be better than Atlanta milk and honey. It will be perfect. And that's why Jesus came to save us. And it's really interesting. Many times Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. Every time he says, I am, he's referring to saying, I am God. I am Yahweh. I am the true God. Just as he spoke to Moses, I am. He speaks now to us, I am. It's really interesting when you're talking about looking at the vine, you are the branches. And what happens if you're just not practicing your baptism, not living your Christian life, but you're living against God by how you act and what you do and what you believe? The burning bush have branches that were not consumed. These branches, those who go against God, they're going to be thrown into the fire, and it is going to burn up. God sent Moses to be his spokesman, along with Aaron, to lead the Israelites out of slavery. He sent Jesus to lead us out of slavery also, the slavery of death. And he will return Advent season. We're waiting for his coming, his coming birth, and then his coming again to take all believers to spend eternity with him. And that's going to be such a beautiful, wonderful day. So if someone says, who led you to church? Say, I am sent me. In the name of Jesus, amen.